Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning to the early riser Junks listeners. We do appreciate that. We are the Junks Comedy Live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan if you're listening in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team. You got a three-man Junks team getting you through this Friday. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on Twitter, at Cakes Flops on Instagram. Jason Bishop is with us.
Happy Friday, Cakes.
Happy Friday and a payday Friday.
That's right.
Which is always good.
Put some cash away.
And Eric Bickle here.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hail to the Commanders.
Hail to the Commanders. There you go. You had to wait forever to get their pick.
Oh, my God.
I mean, just
I came
interminable.
In. I was dying. I assumed Cake stayed up, too. I knew you did.
I believe but I didn't I, want to, but I did.
But I recorded it, and I got up this morning and watched. I stayed up until the Niners picked, so then I went right to bed.
That was like pick 11?
Pick 11.
Yeah.
And I was way late. Then cool. But then when I was looking at the recording, I saw 11. It was about 11:35 when they picked.
I don't know, something like that. It was late.
I said, oh, my gosh, those guys are dying.
Oh my! I took a nap before because I was preparing for it. So it may have helped a little bit, but then it made it harder for me to fall asleep. To be honest
sure.
With you. But, yeah, it wasn't who I expected they would draft. I had no idea who they were going to pick. But I didn't really think offensive lineman would be the choice. But I'm going to tell you, this is going to sound weak. I just trust them completely.
Sure.
I'm completely fine with it. I watched, and I know we're going to play the audio of Adam Peters. I just buy in. Anything these guys are selling right now, they have so much equity with me after just like one short year that I'm all in.
Yeah, I mean, it's clear that he took whoever he had highest on his board because, you know, all the speculation was pass rusher. Cornerback.
Yeah. And there were a bunch of them available.
Yeah, there were a lot of pass rushers available. Azaraku didn't get picked. Green fell out of the first round.
Yeah.
I mean, if you wanted to upgrade at linebacker, Jihad Campbell was there. He winds up going a few picks later to the Eagles. But I guess Peters and his staff had Connerly ranked as their best player at 29. Chose not to move off the pick. I was a little surprised by that. So
he said they had a ton of calls, too.
Yeah,
he said we had a ton of calls.
They must have really liked Connerly.
Liked him or just didn't get an offer that they felt like it was moving back.
I think it sounded like they liked him. That they, you know, he pointed out that this regional scout or whatever was from the Seattle area. I forget the guy's name. You'll hear it when we play it next break. And he pointed out that he just stood on the table from day one about him. And then that kind of intrigued the rest of the staff. Adam Peters went out to go see him and they loved everything about him character-wise and everything. And then you see the tape, especially against like Penn State. And how he did against Carter.
Sort of neutralizing and Carter.
Yeah, how he did against Ohio State.
Right.
I mean, he only allowed 2 sacks his entire career.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's obviously legit.
No, he's a great athlete, everything. They love his maturity, all that stuff. And so I'm just buying in. I'm just going, okay, I trust you.
Right.
I just trust you.
You have to.
And, and honestly, just as a side note, this is why you got to know yourself. Like, I know I would not be a good GM. I know for a fact I wouldn't. because I would do draft on need. I wouldn't stay true to my board.
Right.
I would panic in the moment when the card is in. And these guys are just so calm, cool, collected, methodical.
Well, because they put months and years of work in.
For sure. Like
they're not just going to put all that work into their board and then have it all fall apart on draft night.
Yeah.
Like there's a discipline to it. So you got to respect that. So, you know, despite any sort of outside noise or like Adam Peters goes, he doesn't care that we're doing mock drafts or that CBS Sports is doing mock drafts. He just trusts
his own
instincts and his scouting staff that he's assembled to come up with a board of the best players.
I'm like you. I would be a terrible GM because I would, I don't know, maybe pick the bigger names. Mm-hmm. But I was surprised they went tackle there because we kind of targeted the players we were talking about were all edge rushers and corners.
Mm-hmm.
And Will Johnson was still on the board. And I said, man, this guy was projected as a top 10 pick.
Yeah.
Apparently there's a little bit of a knee issue that people are worried about.
People are worried that it could be a chronic thing that just dogs him throughout his career.
Yeah.
I'm perfectly fine with passing.
I think he'll go pretty early second round. But you're right. They obviously did their homework on it. But I thought edge rusher, certainly because Green was still available.
There were a bunch
of guys. Azaraku.
But that's the other part. Because there were some surprises early, there's going to be a bunch of edge rushers and even corners later that are going to slip down to them they didn't think they would be able to get.
There was a lot of offensive linemen taken. There was a lot of offensive linemen and defensive tackles taken in the first round. So, but, you know, they're not picking until 61, so a lot of those guys that, you know, you might have thought that they would have taken in the first round, they're probably going to be gone.
For sure.
But you just have to hope that
Peters knows. But that next level guys move up a little bit.
Peters knows exactly what he wants.
I think so.
That's why you have to trust.
Yeah, when 61 comes around, he'll have a dozen names to choose from. And he's going to take whoever is highest on that list. Yeah.
Sure sounds
he's showing
like it.
That's kind of his method.
They believe in their board. There are people that are rumbling afterwards that they had heard that Green was actually off the board, which makes sense.
He's on their FUBAR list.
You know, just don't want character issues.
Right.
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
Some teams take that really seriously.
Yeah, and
the Atlanta Falcons decided we're trading a future first-round pick for a guy who has some off-the-field stuff.
Right, they're willing to gamble a little bit more.
But apparently the Falcons talked to this is what Ian Rappaport reported. Mm-hmm. They talked to every single person James Pierce Jr. knows. Every single person.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's doing your research.
And they did their homework.
You know what, that's vetting your guy.
And they said, F it, we're trading a first-round pick to get him. But you're right, Some teams and some GMs say it's not worth it, but
this kid apparently is the opposite. You know, they say super really mature for his age, athleticism, and this great feet jump off the charts.
He's from Auburn, Washington. Where's Auburn, Washington?
Yeah, Drab, give us a
is that outside of Seattle?
Geography lesson.
I believe it's south of Seattle.
Okay, like a Seattle burb,
Tacoma area. I think.
Okay,
again, my blink instinct when I saw it was, wow, interesting, but it's not like, man, if they had selected like Luther Burden or somebody or, you know, some sexy receiver, or even if they had gambled and went with like a running back to just juice the offense. It's like a solid, fundamental football guy pick.
Well, now you've got your bookend tackles for the next 5 years at least, right?
I would think.
Now you have the luxury of kicking Coleman into the guard spot if you want.
Or is just a depth guy.
Right.
Yeah,
who knows?
Yeah, look.
They didn't think that Coleman was the future at that position.
They made a pick to protect their most valuable asset, Jaden Daniels. Like, and it's hard to argue that, especially at the end of the first round.
Mm-hmm. I think they did do that, but again, I don't think that was their... I think that... I'm just believing them. I am a sucker right now. I don't believe anybody. I think everyone lies. Like, I think... The world is the fakest world you've ever lived in. Everything's fake.
We're in a simulation.
We're in a simulation. But I believe, for some reason, I believe Adam Peters.
He's the one guy you have trust in.
I believe him, and he said he was our highest ranked guy. We loved him. He was our highest guy on our board, and it was an easy pick.
You're letting Adam cook.
I'm letting Adam cook.
You're letting all the ingredients go in the kitchen. Come on, something silly.
Anybody? I think everyone's full of S.
You can't believe that when every GM says that after every pick. That's the highest guy on our board.
Everyone's, just
everyone's draft fell perfectly to every GM.
That's why every war room, everyone's high-fiving.
Yeah, I'm probably wrong. But I mean,
how funny was it when Jerry Jones and the entire war room in Dallas, I mean, you'd think they just won the Powerball. Mm-hmm. And then they announce the pick, and it's a guard.
Right.
I'm thinking.
That's what the highest guy on their board, Jason.
That's
they
the
couldn't
guy.
Believe he was there.
They hit a home
that's
run.
That's who
in the
we
first
targeted
round.
From day one.
Yeah. Eric, can you give us an honest reaction replay of when they announced the pick for you?
He probably, my honest reaction
was. Did you
was...
fist pump?
No. My honest reaction, I just sat there. My daughter was with me, and I just said,
with the
okay.
29th pick in the 2025 NFL draft. The Washington Commanders select Josh Connerly, Jr., tackle, Oregon.
I'm telling
not,
you this.
Not
I
one
swear,
person.
I swear
person.
To God. I swear to God this is true.
There were no Commanders fans in that
Green
Bay.
I didn't question it for a second. Yeah. I just went, okay. Because I know I would be terrible at that. I crumble in fantasy drafts. I crumble when we draft
when that timer's
and,
on, baby.
Like,
look out.
I know, and I just trust them.
What were the names you were saying to yourself?
My daughter asked me, she said, who could go here? And I just said the classic names everybody was saying. I said, it could be a Mike Green. He's like, everyone says how talented he is. It could be this guy, Ezeraku. And then I said, it could be the Johnson kid.
Will Johnson.
That's who I thought.
Right.
You know, and then I said, I didn't even know, like when they say him, I go, okay, what's he plays tackle? Oh, ooh. Okay. Yeah, I go, okay.
The Snoop Dogg Jeff.
Yeah. Okay, he plays tackle. All right, girl, you know, not on my radar, but I know how dumb I am about like putting a team together. I would not be good at it.
That's why you delegate. You have your regional scouts.
I know you have unlimited faith in Peters.
Till they really screw up. And they're on the Lattimore thing will be their first one that blows
I was
up.
Say, that's the first war.
No, I'm with you on that. I'm with you that Adam Peters knows 5 billion times more about the game and about his team
and
than us.
And how putting a team together.
But they still make mistakes.
Yeah, I think they've made a mistake with Lattimore.
Well, okay, it's a little early on that, might be right.
I'm still waiting on Ben Sinnott. Now, I know it's 1 year.
Yeah, Ben Sinnott, see, good point.
I need to see something more in year two.
But I'm saying, I know you, this unlimited trust that Adam has built, this equity, but you have to be honest and say some wind was out of the sail when they announced it.
No, I would say it this way. When we did the segment, the lead in your pencil guy, he's not a lead in your pencil guy, right? So he's not someone that immediately all of a sudden you've got, you know, a Louisville slugger in your pants. I just went, okay, I trust him. You know, it's hard. I had to go watch highlights.
I know, but that's you convincing yourself that the pick is good.
No, I'm already convinced that I trusted them even before they made it.
That's you convincing yourself that they zagged when everyone was zigging with a defensive end, maybe a running back, maybe a wide receiver.
I don't know. I believe him for some reason when he said, because at first I thought, this is honestly, you want to know what I thought? I thought to myself, I don't know if I verbalized it to my daughter, because I said they might trade. Mm-hmm. I thought, well, maybe this shows they didn't get calls. And then afterwards, I was totally wrong. He said, we got a ton of calls. He said, we got a ton of calls.
Okay, but you just said 20 seconds ago, I don't believe anybody.
I'm telling you,
believe
the one
Peters.
Guy I believe is Peter.
Right.
I prefaced the whole thing by saying,
most trustworthy GM.
I'm with you.
You have no idea what a fake world you live in. Okay, I know we do.
Oh, here we go.
I know we do. But
down the wormhole.
For some reason,
it's
Adam,
a fake world,
Adam
but
Peters,
you,
I believe.
But you still, you,
when he
it
said,
might be a fake world, but you still got to live in it.
Yeah, to some extent. When he said that it was basically an easy pick for them?
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I just believed him. It wouldn't have been an easy pick for me. I would have crumbled.
What are they going to say? We picked the wrong guy?
No, they would have said.
We panicked and took the easiest
road.
They could
have said there's a lot of guys there that we loved.
Right.
And
I'm sure they did.
And, you know, we wanted to protect our most important asset or, you know, the kind of the cliche. He didn't say any of that.
All right, well, let's.
That was an easy pick.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll rack up the one guy that EB trusts in the entire world.
I don't believe anybody.
Commanders GM Adam Peters. We'll hear from him at the podium about the pick of Josh Connerly Jr., who went 29th overall in the first round last night to the Commanders. So we'll hear from the GM next.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.